Taz and AJ in the morning.
All right, let's check in with Florida. This is Ashley's very good friend. Let's see here. The whole thing is run down on my card. Eric has a brother named Chris. She is Chris's girlfriend. You run a food truck with Chris. What's that like in Florida right now?
Well, I think we're doing pretty good. Doing the social distancing thing. We are actually in a condo facility with a lot of older people, and the morale is up. I feel like we're a lot less gloom and doom than back home.
I think that that's a problem for your state, because my personal opinion is that it's the elderly are most at risk.
Yeah.
We talked
Absolutely.
To McGilla this week.
Right.
He lives in Florida, and he said the elderly not taking it seriously.
Like,
they're still golfing and shopping and socializing.
Oh, yep.
And I think...
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They are.
When it arrives,
right,
it's going to be a massive problem.
Big problem. Huge.
Yeah. I hope
I'm
wrong.
I'm hoping for the best.
Right.
I'm hoping you're wrong, too, but...
Make sure they're paying cash.
Definitely a possibility.
Trust me, I'm wrong enough in my life where I wouldn't, you know...
Yeah. Just remember, no tabs.
But it is nice to be around a bunch of really positive people.
Right. I remember when Ashley was on vacation. She's, you know, and we're she's getting emails from work, and then it was, you know, we're a little concerned with you coming back. She said, the vibe down here is no one's talking about it. Everyone's having a good time.
Exactly right.
Well, you know, down at the pool, they are still talking about it. They stay, you know, they're... 6 feet apart as much. Well, probably not 6 feet, maybe four.
John, can you look up how many cases are in Florida, please?
But they're still in the same water in the pool.
Let's take a look. I just feel like it hasn't gotten there yet.
That's what I was saying, but chlorine, maybe that.
I don't know if chlorine kills coronavirus.
Yeah, nobody
does.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, bleach does.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Talking to the wrong people again.
Exactly right. Yeah. No,
but
MD
I
here.
Think with the amount of people trying to get out of New York and Connecticut, yeah, some of those are going to Florida.
Right. The snowbirds,
a lot of them are coming.
Yeah.
They can't fly here anymore, though, because the government's requiring them to do 14 days.
Yeah, right.
And anybody coming from Florida to Connecticut has to do their 2 weeks as well.
Right.
But I actually know several people that have driven.
Phil, what was this you just texted?
No, I'm just saying, so last week was when the quarantine and self-isolation measures sort of were put in place around New England. And we have learned that everyone in the New York City metro flew to Florida. So just this week, they started to ask those people to self-quarantine. But there's already been 10 days of people coming down not doing that.
Willy-nilly.
So next week is the second week of their stay. And it's going to explode down there. I mean, it's going to be a nightmare. It's already too late in Florida.
And I don't want to project this negativity, but I do feel like Florida is that ticking time bomb. When you talk to anyone who's retired in Florida or lives in Florida, I always ask, how's the health care?
Yeah.
I say, it's a nightmare.
Yeah,
right?
It sucks.
It takes 4 months to get an appointment for something routine, like simple.
It sucks.
Right?
Yeah.
I've heard the same.
Think about the hospitals. If this thing just becomes a fraction of what it is in New York.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
I'm terrified for them.
It's already starting to happen.
So what do you have there?
So the numbers that I'm seeing is that in the last day, it's jumped up by 300 cases.
That's not a lot for the size of Florida.
Yeah.
That's we jumped up 200.
No, that's true. They've got a total of 2,000 now, though. So, I mean, I'm just thinking like 300 when they only had X.
Yeah.
Seemed like a big jump.
Yeah.
It's just starting.
Right.
It's like I remember when we had one case in Danbury, and it was stop the presses, breaking news.
Yeah,
you'll wake up and say, oh, 200 new cases.
Exactly right.
All right, Lisa, well, stay safe. And thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
I'm going to do my best. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Jazz and AJ in the morning.